Nourish your inner power with alcohol-free organic sparkling teas and botanicals made with ethically sourced, regeneratively grown ingredients. That's right, drinksarilla.com. That's drink SARILLA.com. And you can check out their variety of flavors from sparkling organic green hibiscus tea to sparkling organic white ginger tea. They have sparkling organic apple black tea, sparkling organic lemon black tea, Tulsi lime sparkling botanical, and rooibos vanilla sparkling botanical as well. That's six different flavors to serve. Or you can check them out online and get the Cirilla Starter Pack sampler gift. DrinkCirilla.com. Try it today.
Welcome to the Bullish Picks Podcast. All information herein is for information purposes only. Nothing heard on this podcast is considered financial advice. Bullish Picks cannot and does not assess, verify, or guarantee the adequacy, accuracy, or completeness of any information heard on this show. The hearer bears responsibility for her or his own investment research and decisions. Great day, family. You are tapped into the Bullish Picks Podcast with your main man, 100 Grand. Ken Blanks Harrell right here streaming on your favorite podcast and platform, where we give you everything you need from Main Street to Wall Street so that you can navigate these choppy waters. You've got stock market questions, I've got stock market answers. Tap in, catch me on IG at Ask Blanks. All right, and we're back. You're tapped into the Bullish Picks Podcast right here, streaming on your favorite podcast and platform, where we give you everything you need from Main Street to Wall Street so that you can navigate these choppy waters. I'm your main man, 100 Grand, Ken Blanks Harrell. Today, we're talking about some of the pot stocks. That's right, marijuana stocks, and they've been heating up. The topic has been trending, and we want to see if this is something that you can profit from, or will it have your portfolio up in smoke. So today we've been exploring the opportunity with Canopy Growth Corporation, ticker CGC. It's one of the high flyers back in the day when the marijuana stocks started to emerge on Wall Street. And since then has quite frankly fallen to grace. I mean, in the past, we look at some of the 2018 valuations, Canopy Growth has been over $50 a share. 2018, 2019, pre-pandemic, highly in the 40s and 50s. Back when we had the sharp decline, I believe it was March of 2020, you could have got Canopy Growth got down to a low of about 10 bucks a share. And oddly enough, even coming off, you know, at the tail end of the pandemic, currently Canopy Growth is $7.39 a share, right? $7.39. So even lower than the bottom of the pandemic. So it does raise some eyebrows to some current investors who are already in the stock, wondering, are they stuck holding the bag? And then you have some speculators who are coming out here because it's only, you know, $7 and some change. You know, they're looking for the rebound play, especially with the Congress passing the marijuana research bill, and then there's the Senate bill, and these are historic movements from an administrative standpoint in the United States. We had touched on earlier in the show how Canada went completely legal in 2018, and some folks have been waiting for years to see if the United States will follow suit. And when it does, what impact will that make on pot stocks? What impact will that have? So we left off evaluating Canopy Growth. We looked around the vehicle. We did an thorough overview. We took a look at the everything from PE ratios to market capitalizations. We considered volume, beta, dividend yields, and much more. We looked at the company sector, the industry, the description. We know the history, where it's located, how it goes about making money. And if you missed all that and you're just now tuning in, cool part about this podcast is it's on demand. So you can listen to it again and tap in so you don't have to miss anything. All right. So what we're about to do now is we looked around the vehicle. It's time to take a look under the hood and see what's really good. So when we take a look under the hood, we're trying to do a thorough fundamental analysis, crunch the numbers, and see how financially healthy is the company overall, right? Fundamental analysis, I'm here to see, is this a good company to buy? Regardless of stock price, is it a good company to buy? And then we do the technical analysis to see, are we getting in at the good price at a right time, all right? So some of the financial highlights, and these are taken from directly from Yahoo Finance Statistics tab. Statistics tab. So when we walked around the vehicle, we looked at the summary page. There's the default page on Yahoo Finance. When we looked at the description and all that, we and the sector industry went to the profile tab. Profile. Now to look under the hood, do a thorough fundamental analysis, we're going to go to the statistics tab on our Yahoo Finance app. Or if you're on the desktop, laptop version, please don't hesitate to follow along. So from top to bottom, looking at some of the key numbers, there are four key financial ratios. I like to always look at it first. The first two are that about profitability, and the second two speak towards management effectiveness. So from a profitability standpoint, the gross profit margin for CGC is actually a negative 76.75%, negative 76%. Their operating margin for the trailing 12 months is a negative 109.78%. So two big negative numbers are two big black eyes as we start. Because I'll let you know up front, ladies and gentlemen, before I go deeper into sharing these numbers with you, there is no such thing as a positive negative number. Like, you'll never look under the hood and analyze a publicly traded company and see a negative number of any size. I don't care if it's a negative one, a negative 101, a negative 501, or a negative 0.01. There are no positive negatives on Wall Street. If it's negative, it's bad. It's just about how big is the number after the minus sign, because then I'll let you know, to what magnitude is it bad. But all negative numbers are bad on Wall Street when looking under the hood. So I sometimes do it at a glance, is I look at the first four key ratios and I just look and say, out of the first four, is it 3 out of 4 bad, 2 out of 4 bad, 1 out of 4 bad, or are they all good? If they're all good, are they all single digit good, double digit good, triple digit good? How good? So I'm always looking at the range, right? The polarity of how good or how bad something is. So that being said, the management effectiveness part, when we analyze CGC, the return on assets, ROA for the trailing 12 months, a negative 6%. And return on equity, ROA. All right, you know it's that time. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. Drone Logistics Services offer kids ages 8 to 16 a drone course that will teach you everything you need to know about drone technology, starting with basic and advanced technology. The course will help you to learn how to fly a drone, fix a drone, code a drone, build a drone, create a drone flying course, flight simulator, and get insightful information about FAA rules and regulations. Check out the website, droneLS.org. That's droneLS.org. Drone Logistics Services. Give us a call today, 908-209-2794. That's 908-209-2794. 908-209-2794. E, which is the return to us as shareholders, because we're the ones in the equity position. And a return on equity is actually Warren Buffett, who we all know, the Oracle of Omaha, Nebraska, one of the world's greatest known investment gurus. Warren Buffett's favorite financial ratio to analyze is the return on equity, because that's what comes back to us, the shareholders. In this case, for CGC, Canopy Growth Corporation, the return on equity for the trailing 12 months is a negative 8.43%. All right. So of the first four key ratios, gross profit, operating profit margins, return on assets, and return on equity, all four numbers are negative for CGC, of which one of them is a double-digit negative number at 76%. And of which one of them is a triple digit negative number at 109%. So definitely some red flags there. We move on down the road to the income statement section. And you'll see at the top line, there's revenue for the trailing 12 months. In parentheses, that's what TTM stands for. Revenue CGC is reported $557 million. So they generated $557 million of sales in the last 12 months. And that brings their quarterly revenue growth, YOY, which stands for year over year. That brings their quarterly revenue growth to a negative 7.6%. So they're actually making less money in this most recent quarter than it did in that same quarter a year ago. EBITDA is an all caps here. It's a acronym, EBITDA. EBITDA stands for earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization. Earnings before they cook the books, essentially, because once companies turn their paperwork over to their accountants, then all the math and magics begin. So the EBITDA, though, for CGC is a negative $499 million. They're losing a half a billion dollars right now before anything else happens. So they're not profitable at all. When I look down at the balance sheet, because that was the income statement we just looked at when we looked at revenues and earnings and stuff like that. The balance sheet, CGC is reporting that they have total cash in their business checking account of $1.44 billion. So they got some money in the bank. $1.44 billion of cash is what was reported to be in their war chest for the most recent quarter, relative to $1.65 billion of total debt. So their saving grace, their only silver lining is that they have a strong cash position. They have enough cash in the bank to help weather the storm, pay their employee payrolls and things like that. However, they got to get the revenue machine cranking, and they got to have some profitability. If you're just selling a bunch of stuff at a loss, when do you ever make it into the black? So, you know, I like the fact they have some cash, but if they don't, it may burn out. They may run out of cash at some point. So I don't know how long the $1.44 billion lasts you in the bank, and you owe $1.65 billion, and you still got over 3,000 people on payroll. And you got to make that payroll every 2 weeks. And if you're not profitable and your sales are declining, you know, that could be a very unfavorable scenario. So I'm not familiar with the full spectrum of the story for Canopy Growth, but when I look under the hood, I don't really like what I see. I really don't like what I see. What I do see is some opportunity if you want to speculate from getting a swing from seven something, you know, to higher. But when I see some of these estimates that are out here, like I'm looking at Yahoo Finance right now, and if I go to the summary page again, if you look in the lower right-hand corner, it has a one-year target estimate of $10.81. All right. So, you know, that's like $3.50 a share of opportunity out there for you. So if you was jumping out there, you bought 100 shares, you would spend $739, go get you 100 shares of CGC. And if it hit the $10.81 mark, well, you put out $739 is now worth $1,081. So that may make sense for you. You know, $1,081 minus the $739 is a $342 per share difference. All right. And if you made $342 on top of your $739, that's actually a 46% return on your money. Not bad. So some people might be like, I don't want it. If CGC don't go to $20, $30, $40, $50 to the moon, I don't want in. But if it went from $7.39 today to $10.81, if that $3.50 move actually happened, you know, that's a 46% return on your investment. And it's very hard to get 46% return. You know, think about what return we get in the bank. What they pay us, 0.046% return, something like that. If we're lucky and we put $10,000 or $10,000 in there on a money market or CD, we might get 0.46% return on our money. But I don't know how you get 46% return with your money in the bank or in any mutual fund or even in your 401k. So, and again, I'm not telling folks to go out here and run out and buy CGC. What I'm saying is, from a technical standpoint, that's what some people see as the opportunity. They may speculate. They might say, hey, it might be 40% out there for me. And if you look at analyze historically year over year, what the institutional investors give us on our money or the mutual funds in the night, like 8 to 12% roughly a year is the return. So why would I take this 8 to 12% if I had an opportunity to go over here and get 30, 40%? And that's what people do. They speculate. They say, hey, if I manage my money and investments on my own, I could do better than the Oppenheimers and Fidelities and, you know, Janus Funds and Goldman Sachs of the world. Well, you know, maybe. Or you might just be speculating and you might buy a crappy pot stock and it was all for naught. So you never know. Now, there's some other names out there in that space that people have reached out to us. They would like us to cover in future episodes, which include Kronos Group, ticker CRON, Aurora Cannabis, which is ACB. We also have heard from the a couple ETFs like MJ. MJ is a marijuana ETF. Another one is THCX. THCX. You know, a lot of people have been asking me, Ken, can we get a one-on-one session with you? Absolutely. Not only can you get a one-on-one session, you can even do private group sessions. Give us a call, 313-744-3489. Private stock market workshops, webinars, one-on-one sessions, private group sessions, speaking engagement workshops, whatever you need. We cover savings, banking, investing, real estate, credit, lending, taxes, insurance, and more. Give us a call, Bullish Institute, 313-744-3489. That's 313-744-3489. ETF, another one is YOLO. All right, all right. And now for a word from our sponsors. The Bullish Picks podcast would like to thank Mr. Coleman Austin with Legal Shield. He can be reached at 313-218-1527. That's 313-218-1527. Big thanks to Mr. Coleman Austin, one of our top sponsors with Legal Shield. YOLO. So that's MJ, THCX, and YOLO that are out there. And another one has been really popular is the Innovative Industrial Property Group, IIPR. And they're actually in the space of doing real estate for cannabis. That's their piece. So I'm going to just give some highlights. I'm not going to look under the hood real quick, but I'm just plant this seed as something to consider, because real estate investment trust is a very unique asset class where 90% of their income is generated from real estate based activities. And they also share 90% of their net proceeds, their net profits, with the shareholders. So you can experience typically very high dividend yields if you go into the real estate investment trust space, or REITs, as they're typically called. So when I look at IIPR, if I look at them again, Innovative Industrial Property Group, they're on the NASDAQ, currently trading at $201 per share. They have a 52-week range. It's been as low as 162.81 and as high as 288.02. And they have a one-year target of 255.57, and they're currently at 201. So that looks like a little more than 25% upside potential is what some experts are calling it at. But if I go to the details of it and take a peek, Innovative Industrial Properties, Inc. is in the real estate sector. It's the, again, a REIT, R-E-I-T, Real Estate Investment Trust Industrial Industry. They have 18 full-time employees, only 18. It says here in the description, Innovative Industrial Properties, Inc. is a self-advised Maryland corporation focused on the acquisition, ownership, and management of specialized properties leased to experienced state licensed operators for their regulated medical use cannabis facilities. Innovative Industrial Properties, Inc. has elected to be taxed as a real estate investment trust, commencing with the year ended December 31st. 2017. All right. So it's $201.71 a share. Currently, if you remember, I touched base on McDonald's earlier in today's conversation, just because they had such a high dividend, they pay $5.54 per share, but you're going to pay nearly $250 for that, right? You're going to pay nearly $250 for that $5.54 dividend. In the case of IIPR, you pay $201, so almost $50 less than McDonald's, but they pay a $7 per share dividend, $7 per share dividend, and that gives them a yield of 3.5%. So you actually get a bigger yield with this particular real estate investment trust if you're playing the dividend game. So there are high dividend paying companies in the marijuana space. There's some speculative companies. They've done a lot of different deals. If I'm not mistaken, CGC, Canopy Growth, has something going on with Constellation Brands, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pulling up here. Where was it? I've just seen it. Here we go. It was an article recently published on Barron's, and the headline says, Canopy Growth stock is downgraded again, this time on execution challenges. Execution challenges. It says Canopy Growth was downgraded at Bank of America Securities, with the analyst noting execution challenges and a tough Canadian operating environment. Analyst Lisa Lewandowski wrote in a note Wednesday that she sees long-term potential for the legal cannabis industry driven by the U.S. federal legalization and changing attitudes towards cannabis consumption, but was downgrading the stock of Canopy Growth, ticker CGC, to underperform from neutral. So they are literally basically neutral, which is like a hold rating, to underperform, i.e. sell. It says that Lewandowski said Canopy Growth's relationship with Constellation Brands, ticker STZ, was a plus, because STZ is an actual beverage company. It's talking about making like cannabis infused beverages. So it was a kind of a big deal back in the day that got people excited. So Lisa says that that relationship with STZ was a plus, but the company has shown mixed progress on key performance metrics, and is confronted with the rapidly evolving Canadian market, with new entrants taking market share and changing consumer tastes, lackluster industry growth, even with new stores opening, and limited visibility for profitability. It discloses here that Constellation Brands actually owns a 30% stake in Canopy Growth, according to FactSet. Recent management changes at the company and the planned sale of C3, a German pharmaceutical company, were efforts at Canopy Growth that will take some time to show results, the analyst said. Bank of America reduced its price target on U.S. shares to $7.94. Bank of America thinks that Canopy Growth is going to go to $7.94. So today, trading at $7.39, $7.94 may not be the best upside potential. And it downgraded its target price to $7.94 from $15.15. So Bank of America initially had a rating of neutral and thought that Canopy Growth would go to $15.15, which would essentially be a double up from where it's at now. But now, since been downgraded, they see $7.94. The article wraps up with earlier this week, Piper Sandler.
We're going to get a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. You're tuned in to the Bullish Picks Podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by CRC Financial. The great people over at CRC Financial. Call them today and ask for a complimentary review of your current insurance, 401k, or annuity at 313-268-7205. That's 313-268-7205. Ask for Carla Wilson over at CRC Financial. Or for more information, visit crcfinancialllc.com.
Downgraded shares of the cannabis product company, saying the sales trends remain under pressure across its businesses. We do our fundamental analysis, we do our technical analysis, but we also look out there for sentiment. We want to see what the other analysts are saying. We want to see if any big money is moving in or out of the ticker. I think it's about time to land that plane. That's Canopy Growth in a nutshell. We talked about, you know, some other companies, some other trending tickers in the marijuana industry. We also really got into the concept of dividends and offsetting yields and following the big money, smart money. And yeah, sometimes some of these names are high flyers, and then you look under the hood and you see it is not all good. And I didn't see much of anything good under the hood at Canopy Growth. And, you know, we've listened to those articles, and I was taking from Barron's. So I do look at articles on credible news outlets. You're talking about Bank of America analysts. I mean, I'm sure that the Wall Street analysts at Bank of America are fairly intelligent people. They know what they're talking about. It doesn't mean that just because the analyst upgrades or downgrades, I make a move with my stocks or portfolio, but it does help to support my sentiment. If I'm thinking if I'm bullish or bearish, I do want to see what the other smart folks that analyze these stocks think as well.
I don't literally want to go left when all the so-called smart people are going right, right? Because the market is about trends. It solely is. And in the end, the trend is your friend, right? Till it reverses. But in the end, the trend is your friend. And stocks and ETFs and the like, index, they only trend one of three ways, ladies and gentlemen. They can trend up, they could trend down, or they could trend sideways. And either way, you make money as long as you're right. So that's it for today's episode. I hope you've enjoyed the quality content we've given you here at the Bullish Picks Podcast. Again, I'm your main man, 100 grand, Ken Blanks Harrell. I'm grateful to be your host, navigating you through these choppy waters of Wall Street. All right. As you know, we're all about education, enlightenment, and ultimately empowerment in sharing the gift of financial literacy with all of our listeners worldwide. Make sure you tap in for next time. We'll be right here on your favorite podcasting platform. And also, please support our sponsors. Stay tapped in and connect with those folks, because they're the ones that help make this show, this quality content possible. With that being said, if you want to learn how to make your money work for you, tap into the Bullish Institute of Financial Literacy. That's right. Bullish Institute can help you in the areas of stock market, real estate, as well as budgeting and finance. Everything you need to give you a holistic approach about your money.
Great meals start with Mount Sinai olive oil. Mount Sinai olive oil is first cold pressed with no added preservatives, which gives it a rich and delicious flavor. No matter what's for dinner, Mount Sinai olive oil is here with the delicious pure oil to pair it with. Shop online at MountSinaiOliveOil.com.